There's a reason the Chilkat Valley is called the Valley of Eagles. Thousands of bald eagles thrive in the valley near Haines and the Tlingit village of Klukwan. The communities gathered recently to honor the anniversary of a preserve created to protect the eagles and their habitat. Margaret Friedenauer from member station KHNS reports.
There's a reason the Chilkat Valley is called the Valley of the Eagles. About 40 years ago, biologists and residents in the Chilkat Valley began to recognize the area had one of the most impressive gatherings of bald eagles at almost any time of year. Tlingits in the village of Klukwan and throughout the area had this knowledge for generations. But it was in the late 70s and early 80s that Haines residents began a collaborative effort to protect the eagles and waters and habitat that supports them. This year is the 30th anniversary of the results of that effort, the designation of the 48,000-acre Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. Last weekend, dozens of Haines residents and guests rafted the rivers through the area to celebrate the preserve. The trip began on the Sirku River. The preserve includes lands along the Sirku, Klahini, and Chilkat rivers, where more than 4,000 eagles congregate annually to feed on spawning salmon. Eagles can usually be spotted any time of year throughout the preserve. And the anniversary celebration raft trip was no exception.
There's an eagle out there, and an immature eagle,
just watching us go by.
The rafters met up with the Chilkat River before the trip ended at the village of Klukwan. Visitors were welcomed by Tribal President Jones Hotch into the longhouse at the village. Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott touched on the controversy that surrounded the creation of the preserve in 1982. It was created when Alaska passed legislation to protect and preserve habitat areas throughout the state. She mentioned that at the height of the Alaska land debate, Governor Jay Hammond and U.S. senators began receiving more letters on the Chilkat Bald Eagle controversy than any other issue.
The issue was how to protect and simultaneously allow for use and development of valuable timber and mineral resources.
Emotions in Haines and Klukwan ran high during that time. Haines historian Dan Henry described the meeting that finally brought about agreement. 15 stakeholders, including federal agencies, conservationists, miners, and loggers, came to an impasse. But Mother Nature helped them out.
They hit a standstill. They couldn't go anywhere. And so they're all going to fly out and say, well, we're going to try it again sometime. But as things often happen around here, a blizzard moved in, and nobody could fly anywhere. And so eventually, I think Ray Menneker mentioned to me, he said, you know, I just said, well, let's have dinner, and then we'll go back and meet. And they met until 3 in the morning that morning, and finally they came to an agreement that everybody could live with.
Only 14 of the parties signed the agreement. The village of Klukwan did not sign, but Henry said they let it be known they would cooperate with efforts of the preserve.
And the reason that they did not sign is that, you know, Klukwan has always had this Chilkat Ani, this entire area, 2.6 million acres, from Point Sherman up to the passes, and Klukwan was not willing to sign off any part of that. But at the same time, they agreed that they would be cooperative partners.
Disagreements about uses in the preserve still exist. Some conservation groups are critical of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for not studying the impacts of commercial jet boats on salmon habitat. The groups say the lack of protective restrictions does not fulfill the spirit of the law that created the preserve. But Henry emphasized that the process undertaken still stands as a positive example of citizens collaborating on the goal of resource management.
And in fact, it started a whole new trend in resource management throughout the country. And we were the first ones where regular people from different stakeholder groups came together, sat down, and figured it out, rather than have kind of the top-down, the feds move in or the state moves in and says, okay, we're going to do it this way.
Klukwan hosted a lunch for the guests after the Chilkat Kwan dancers performed in the longhouse. In Haines, this is Margaret Friedenauer.